Thank you and good morning. California Highway Patrol officers and other emergency personnel responded to the intersection of Highway 299 and Highway 101 on Monday afternoon for a collision between two vehicles that sent the drivers of both cars to the hospital with injuries. The subsequent investigation also led to the arrest of Jacob Martin on suspicion of DUI after he allowed his sedan to cross the double yellow lines while headed eastbound on 299 and then slam into a vehicle headed west at the overpass between both freeways. The collision closed down both the eastbound and westbound lanes of 299 for 45 minutes while the debris was cleared. Both the driver of the second car and Martin were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Martin was later arrested and booked into county jail. The Eureka Police Department has identified the victim of Saturday night shooting in Eureka as 31-year-old Fortuna man Elliot Michael Whalen. Whalen died from a gunshot wound, and a second man, who was yet to be identified, was treated for a gunshot wound as well. He is expected to survive. Captain Steve Watson with EPD said that a motive for the shooting will not be released at this time, but the homicide is not related to a gang-related shooting in Eureka last month that left a man dead in Hammond Park. Watson also said while they will not release the motive behind the shooting, it was not a random act, and that detectives are making progress in the investigation. The shooting happened near the intersection of F and Watson Streets in Eureka at just before 10 o'clock Saturday night. Officers have served a search warrant at an apartment near the scene, and police also towed two cars from the scene for evidence collection. Arcata police responded to a report that a man had suffered a stab wound in the arm at an apartment at the Courtyard Circle apartment complex on Sunday night, but when they arrived, they found a man who had suffered multiple wounds and who, despite first aid by responding officers, later died as a result of those wounds. The identity of the victim is being withheld, and the details surrounding the incident that led to the man's stabbing have not been released either. When officers reached the scene at the apartment on Gentoli Lane, they found the victim in need of immediate first aid. And despite life-saving efforts on scene and at the hospital, the victim succumbed to his injuries. Anyone with information about the stabbing is asked to contact Arcata Police. Detectives with the Oregon State Police and the Josephine County, Oregon Major Crimes Task Force are investigating the murder of a Crescent City man who was found by a passerby near a boat launch facility in southern Oregon on Friday evening. The body of 43-year-old Roger Huntington was found inside his Chevy Blazer near the Lake Salmac boat ramp southwest of Grants Pass. By Sunday, detectives had arrested two men from Texas, Carol B.J. Ballard and Blake Sibley. Both men were booked into Josephine County Jail on suspicion of homicide and robbery. A third suspect, identified as 23-year-old Texas resident Marshall McKenna, remains at large. He is wanted in connection with Huntington's murder. McKenna, a white male adult with blonde hair and green eyes and a slim build, is considered armed and dangerous, and it's suspected that he has fled the state. McKenna's last known address was for a residence in Ponder, Texas. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Executive Director of the Humboldt Area Foundation, Patrick Cleary, joined Talk Shop along with Rob Arkley on Monday to discuss the foundation's ongoing work in the community. Founded in 1972 with a house, a piece of property, and $2.5 million bequested by Vera Viator, the foundation now manages 700 accounts from people who have donated funds for projects and causes they want to support. The fund has now grown to more than $75 million, and managing those accounts is full-time work for 19 staff members who support causes across Humboldt and Del Norte counties, according to Cleary.
Anyone can come in and start a fund and support whatever cause they want to support, and then we administer that. So at this point, we have grown to the point where we have 700 funds. But basically, it's a way for people to leave a legacy, to have something that they want to do good for the community, and to have it live on.
Community foundations exist across the state, but as Cleary points out, the lightly populated and very rural Humboldt Area Foundation leaves a pretty big footprint.
Out of the 30 community foundations in the state of California, we're the 13th largest, which is really amazing. I mean, we are bigger than Santa Cruz, we are bigger than Fresno, we are bigger than Napa, and that just shows you what a generous community this is, and how much people care.
There are currently two openings on the foundation board, and Cleary said that those two positions are key to the direction and the future of the foundation. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.